Lord Jesus, love us all and please take care of us. It was a stylish congregation, you could see they've been around. They had the biggest pipe organ of any church in town. But over in the even corner of that church sat Brother Ira. And he insisted every Sunday on singing in the choir. His voice was cracked and broken with age and touched his vocal cords. Nearly every Sunday, he kept behind and missed the words. But at last the storm cloud burst, and the church was told in vine that Brother Ira must stop his singing, or the choir was going to resign. So the pastor appointed a committee, think of three or four. They got in their big fine fancy cars, drove to Brother Ira's door. They found the choir's trouble, sitting in an old armchair. And a sudden golden beam lay upon his snow-white hair. Said, "York, we're here, brother, with the best of reputations, to discuss a little matter that affects the entire congregation. Now it's our understanding, when we bargained for the chair, that they were to relieve us, that they do the singing for us. Now we want no more singing except for what we bought. Newest tunes are all the older age. The oldest ones stand for naught." So they we decided, "Are you listening, Brother Ira? You have to stop your singing. It's messing up our choir." The old man raised his head, a sign that he did hear. And a cheat, and on his cheek, the freeman taught the glimmer of a tear. His feeble hands pushed back the lots, as white as filthy snow. And he answered the committee in a voice soft and low. "I sung the songs of David, nearly 80 years," he said. "They've been my staff and covered all on life's dreary way. Sorry if I disturbed the choir. Guess I was doing wrong. My heart fills with praise. I can't hold back they saw. When my heart is filled with praise, I can't hold back they saw. I wonder if it's beyond the tide. It's breaking at my feet. In that far-off heavenly temple, where my master and I will meet. Yes, I wonder when I try to sing the songs of Dada Pie, if I'll be kicked out of there for singing in heaven's choir." His silence filled the room. The old man bowed his head. The committee went back to town, but Brother Ira was dead. Well, the choir missed him for a while, but soon he was forgot. A few church goers watched the door, but the old man entered not. Far away his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desire. There where there are no church committees and no fashionable choirs. Lord Jesus, love us all and please take care of us. Now the new King James Version first. And then the older one. Here we go. Hey guys. In the third year, teen age of Judea, Bathsheba, the son of Ethbah, became king over all of Israel and Tazara, and regained 24 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in walked in the ways of Jotham, in his sin, which made Israel sin. Then the word of the Lord came to Jesse, the son of Heri, against Basha, saying, "Inasmuch as I lifted you out of the dust, and made you ruler over Israel. And you walked in the way of Jotham, and you have made my people sin, to provoke me to anger in their sins. Surely I will take away the prosperity of Baasha and the prosperity of his house, and I will make your house like the house of Jotham, the son of Nebat. The dogs shall eat over all the belongings to Baasha and dies in the city. And the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the field. And in the rest of the acts of Baasha, which he did, what he did, and his might, are they not? Written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. So Baasha rested with his fathers and was buried in Tethera, when Elah his son regained in his place. And so the word of the Lord came by the prophet Jehu, the son of Heni, against Baasha and his house, because of all the evil that he had did in the sight of the Lord in provoking him to anger, and the word of his words. And being the house of Jotham, because he killed them. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judea, Elah, the son of Baasha, became king over Israel, and regained 2 years in Tyra. Now that his servant, Demi, commander of half of his chariots, conspired against him, as he was in Tyra drinking himself drunk in the house of Ezra, steward of his house in Tyra. Then Demi went in and struck him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judea, and regained in his place. Then it came to pass, when he began to regime, as soon as he was seated upon his throne, that he killed all the household of Bathsheba, not leaving one male near friends nor relatives. Thus Zimri destroyed all the household of Bathsheba, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Bathsheba by Jehu the prophet. For all the sins of Bathsheba, all the sins of Elah, his son, by which he had sinned, and by which he had made Israel sin, in provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Elah and all that he did are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? Zimri. In the twenty-seventh year of Asa, king of Judea, Zimri then regained in Tyra 7 days, and the people were encamped against Gibeon, which belonged to the Philistines. Now the people were encamped herded, and Zimri had inspired. And also killed the king. So Israel made Omri, the commander of the army, king over Israel. I forgot to pray, Lord Jesus, thanks, soul, and please take care of us that day in camp. And Omri and all of Israel with him went up from Gibeon and besieged Tyra. And when it happened, then Zimri saw that the city had been taken, and he went to the citadel at the king's house and burned the king's house down upon himself with fire and died. Because of the sins which he had committed in doing in the sight of the Lord of Israel, in walking in the ways of Jotham, and his sin which he committed to make Israel sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri, and the reason he committed, They're not winning the book. Are they not winning the book of the titles of the teams of Israel? Then the people of Israel were divided into two parts. Half of the people of Israel followed Timea, the son of Gibeon, to maintain king, and half followed Omri. But the people who followed Omri prevailed over the people who followed Timnah, the son of Gideon. So Timnah, died, and Omri regained. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judea, Omri became king over Israel and regained 12 years. 6 years he regained in Timnah, and he bought the hill of Samaria from Shamgar for 2 talents of silver. When he bought the hill, he called the name of the city, which he built Samaria, after the name of Shamgar, the owner of the city. The owner of the hill, sorry. Omri did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all who were before him. For he walked all the ways of Jotham, the son of Nebat, and in his sin, by which he made Israel sin, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and the might that he showed, that they also not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. So Omri rested with his fathers and is buried in Samaria. And Ahab regained in his place. And in the 30th year of the king of Judea, Ahab the son of Omri became king over all of Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri regained over all of Israel and Samaria 22 years. Now Ahab the son of Omri did dwell in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jotham, the son of Ahab. So he took the wife, Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, the king of the Sidonians. And he went and served Baal and worshipped him. Then he set up the altar for Baal and the temple of Baal, which he built in Samaria. And Ahab made a wooden image. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord, God of Israel, to anger them to all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days of Hiel, the Bethel built Jericho. He laid the foundation with Abram, his first son, and his youngest son, S-E-G-U-B, Sibrup, up to faith, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken through Joshua, the son of Nun. Hang on, now we gotta do the older version. Hang on. Don't worry, I'll be taking care of that in a minute. Yeah. Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hinni, against Baasha, saying, "Inasmuch as I lift you out of the dust and made you ruler over my people of Israel, and have walked in the ways of Jotham, and have made my people Israel sin to provoke, provoke me to anger with their sins, surely I will take away the posterity of Baasha and the posterity of his house, and I will take your house by like the house of Jotham, the son of Nebat. The dogs shall eat whoever belongs to Baasha and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the fields." Now the rest of the acts of Baasha, what he did. And his might are not written in the book of the trials of the teams of Judea, of the teams of Israel. So Baasha rested with his fathers, so was buried in Tazara. Then Eliab, his son, regained in his place. And also the word of the Lord came by the prophet Jehu, the son of Heni, against Baasha and his house because of all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord, in provoking him to anger with work of his hands, in being like the house of Jotham, because he killed them. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judea, Eliab, the son of Bathsheba, became king over Israel, and regained 2 years in Tezera. Now the servant, Shimei, commander of half his chariots, inspired against them. As he was in Tesra, drinking himself drunk in the house of Ezra, steward of his house in Tesra. And Shimei went and struck him and killed him in the 70th year of Asa, king of Judea, and regained in his house. It came to pass when he began to regain, As he was seated his throne, that he killed all the house of Baasha, and he did not leave him one male, neither relatives nor friends. Then Shimei destroyed all the house of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha by Jotham the prophet. For the sins of Baasha and the sins of Eli his son, by which he had sinned, by which he had made Israel sin in provoking the Lord of Israel to anger their gods. Now the rest of the acts of Baasha and all that he did, they are not written in the book of the chronicles of the king of Israel. In the 27th year of the king of Israel, Judah, Shimei regained in Tazara 7 days, and the people were encamped against Gibeon, which belonged to the Philistines. Now the people were encamped, heard it, and said Shimei was inspired and was killed, and had killed the king. So Israel made Omri the commander of the army, king over all of Israel, that day in camp. And then Omri and all of Israel, the one with them from Gibeon, they besieged Tekra. And it happened when Shimei saw that the city was taken, that he went to the city of the king's house and burned the king's house down upon himself with fire and died. Because of the sins which he had committed in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the way of Jotham, and his sin which he committed to commit Israel to make sin. Now the rest of the acts of Shimei and the treason he committed, Were they not written in the books of the chronicles and the kings of Israel? Then the people of Israel were divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibri, the son of Jinnah, to make him king, and half followed Omri. But the people of Omri prevailed over the people of Baal Tibiah, the son of Jinnah. And Tibiah died, and Omri regained. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judea, Omri became king over Israel and regained 12 years. 6 years he regained in Tezmerah. and he brought all the hills, he brought the hills to Mary from Shimmer for 2 talents of silver. And then he built on the hill and told the name of the city, which he told Samaria, after the name of Shimmer, owner of the hill. Amari did evil in the eyes of the Lord, did worse than all who were before him. Then he walked in all the ways of Jotham, the son of Nebat, and in his sin by which he made Israel sin, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their souls. Now the rest of the acts of Omri which he did, and right that he be sold, are they not written in the book of the titles of the king of Israel? So Omri rested with his friends, rested with his fathers, buried in Samaria. Then Ahaz his son redeemed in his place. In the 38th year of Asa, king of Judea, Ahab the son of Omri became king over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri redeemed over Israel in Samaria 22 years. Now Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him. And it came to pass that though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jotham the son of Nebat, that he took as a wife Jezebel the daughter of Ephraim, king of the Sidonians, and he went to Baal and worshipped him. And then he set up the altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a wooden image. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days, he healed the king of Bethel, built Jericho. He laid his foundation with Ephraim, his first son, and his youngest son, he set up the gates according to the word of Israel, which he had spoken through Joshua, the son of Nun. Now, order their song and them to be done in a minute. I'll put some things up first. Oh, no. Jesus, love us all, and please take care of us. Time in Timu, Lippa, Balu, Echim, Toham, Anna, Evacha, I love you. Lord Jesus, up a phone, please take care of us. The sound for all is different as the land from which they came. And through the words all unique, our hearts are still the same. Love in any language straight from the heart pulls us all together, never apart. Once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. We teach beyond our differences, yet hotel we're all the same. We love to laugh, to dream our dreams. We know the sting of pain. From Leningrad to Lexington, the farmer loves his land. The daddies get all misty-eyed when to give their daughters hands. And maybe when we realize how much there is to share, we'll soon find too much in common to pretend it isn't there. Love in any language straight from the heart pulls us all together, never apart. Once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. So the rare trait of governments may keep us worlds apart. There's no misinterpreting the language of the heart. Love in any language is straight from the heart. Pulls us all together, never apart. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language is fully spoken here. Love in any language, straight from the heart. Pulls us all together, never apart. Once we learn to speak it, and all the world will hear. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. Fluently spoken here. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. Lord Jesus, love us all and take care of us. Thank you. Bye.